Our next public hearing is subdivision 2019-27, Lands of Harbor Homes LLC, care of Mr. David Green.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 13.79 acres plus or minus into two single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the east side of Cool Spring Road, approximately 0.7 miles south of Stokely Road. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 38.16. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record a conceptual site subdivision plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division stating that it's in a Tier 3 for sewer. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening. My name is John Murray. I'm a project manager with Kersher Group. Here with me this evening is Mr. David Green with Harbor Homes LLC. We are here this evening, as Mrs. Cornwell mentioned, for the application that is proposing to divide tax parcel 234, map 5, parcel 38.16, into two single family lots. Janelle, is it possible?
Yeah, it's coming.
Okay. The parcel itself is 13.79 acres. It is located along Cool Spring Road, Sussex County Road 290, approximately 3,700 feet north of the intersection with Sussex County Road 280, which is Stockley Road. The property is owned AR1, and the Sussex County Land Use Plan references low density. Harbor Homes LLC, Mr. Green, are proposing to subdivide the subject parcel into two single-family lots for a proposed density of 0.15 units per acre. The proposed parcel on the plan identified as lot 4.
General, possible subdivision?
I don't have the subdivision ready for you tonight.
Okay. We've all got it.
Do you have hard copies? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Okay. The proposed parcel on the plan identified as lot number 4 is 10.07 acres in size and would be retained by Mr. Green for the construction of his family's private residence. The proposed parcel on the plan identified as lot number 5 is 3.72 acres in size and would be retained also by the Green family. The plan before you this evening is a major subdivision by county code standards, as evidenced by the fact that it is parcel 38.16 for the number of times over time it has been subdivided. You can see along the roadway that there are several other single-family lots that are along Cool Spring Road. Several of those were part of parcel 38 at one time. So over time, they've been stripped off, allowed to have single-family homes built upon them. So that is why we're here this evening. Access to lot 4 would be provided via a 20-foot wide perpetual cross-access easement that is shown on the plans before you. Both parcels would be served by private wells for potable water and private septic systems for wastewater treatment. Site evaluations for both of the proposed parcels were performed by Atlantic Resource Management, which found soil suitable for wastewater treatment. Unfortunately, we didn't get the report from Atlantic Resource Management prior to the submission deadline, and we provided a copy to the Planning and Zoning Department this past Monday, so hopefully you get an opportunity to look at that in your file. A septic system on the property was actually previously installed under Denerec permit 229002. Mr. Green himself has been a resident in Sussex County for 25 years. You may know him as also the owner of Cape Water Taxis. If you've ever had a chance to go down to Lewis and hop on the boat and go out for an evening cruise, it's a great time. So he has full intention of staying locally. I want to set the ground rules, number one, for a great business.
Well, I fell off that boat once.
I doubt it. I've been on it several times, even with Cub Scout groups, and they've stayed pretty safe. So I don't know about
that. He was with a different bunch.
Maybe.
Cub Scouts.
With the Tub Scouts.
Okay. Again, we're here this evening as a major subdivision due to the number of times this parcel has been divided over time. Mr. Green and I are both here to answer any questions you may have based upon the plan submitted and the application.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
No, it's pretty straightforward. No questions.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
Did I miss the water? You have wells or approval for wells on site?
Well, the application for the wells has not been filed as of yet.
Okay.
The septic evaluations were done for the site simply because of the nature of the application. I don't know. I have a copy of the of what was submitted. Vince, I don't know if it's okay
yeah,
for me.
Fine.
Okay. This is a plan that was given to us late by Atlantic Resource Management. It actually shows the location of the wells on the adjacent parcels.
Okay.
But they will be served by individual wells. The permits or applications would be filed if the commission were to act upon the application favorably.
Thank you. That's all I had.
All right. Thank you.
Did you say that you're going to have a road agreement?
No, we were on the plan. There's a 20-foot wide perpetual cross access easement to serve the rear parcel. That access that would be created would serve both parcels. So there would not be two driveways. There would be one driveway, going through the perpetual cross access easement. And then when and if the front parcel would be ever developed, the driveway would come internally off of that easement and into that lot.
But you're talking about basically taking that big parcel and driving in a common road and then accessing both parcels from it.
Yeah, it'd be a driveway, a driveway serving both of those parcels.
It would be
right here.
Typically, the commission would require a maintenance agreement for the shared maintenance and access for the road.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay, Ms. Stevenson.
Do we have a minimum that we usually ask for as far as the easements go? I'm used to people coming with 50.
Yeah, it changed when we changed the road standards. It got reduced down when engineering changed the road standards.
You can ask for a smaller amount. The standard roadway width is 24 feet. However, that is a requirement in the subdivision code that has flexibility to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
When did that change?
Last year, the year before?
Yeah, it's maybe been 2 years. Has it really changed the whole set of road profiles throughout the county?
So you're saying that if they only had, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to, well, I think we're asking the same question. Is it still three lots on a 50-foot right-of-way, or is it now three, you can have three lots on whatever right-of-way we think is appropriate?
That the second option is what is now, because you've seen a few where they've come in and on 30-foot. Typically, we try to see if they're, well, most of them are still good with 50 feet.
Okay.
There's some instances where 50 feet is not practical or not, or they have an existing and they, you know, so they work with that. And you have approved a few minors off of easements that are less than 50 feet in the last year.
So you're saying right now, if that roadway area was, if the distance between the two yellow lines, you know, the right of way or the property going back, if it was only 24 feet up until a year or two ago, this would have been a no deal.
No good.
But
correct.
But if it's as long as it's 24 feet, then
well, actually, they're asking for 20.
They're asking for 20,
right.
Which is something you can consider as part of the request.
And based upon, if I may say, and based upon the size of the proposed parcels, they're rather large. So if necessary for the easement to be wider, we can certainly make it wider to accommodate.
The ordinance or whatever, it currently says you need 24.
Yeah, and that it really doesn't have, so this is sort of a related issue to that, because what county engineering did was looked at the old road ordinance requirements, the cross sections, and it dealt with drainage, and it dealt with sidewalks, and it dealt with the paving widths, because they were way out of date. And so it really applies to larger subdivisions and the design of larger subdivisions, so that the whole drainage and swale system and sidewalks and paving is all integrated into a better design. Sort of a byproduct of this is what we're dealing with here on the 2, 3, and 4 lot subdivisions. And that changed about 2 years ago, so that sort of changed the game on these little ones.
So y'all are asking for 20.
It's proposed as 20, but again, we wouldn't object if it needed to be wider to meet the standards. We would have no objection.
Yeah,
it's a driveway that's going to serve two parcels.
So that yellow line now is along the road, is that showing something around 20 feet? Or
no, it's
150 feet.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They have 150 feet, and they're proposing a 20-foot easement to allow for a single wide driveway to go to allow for access to both lots.
But if they only own 20 feet, they can still make this request.
24 feet. Well,
Depending on situations, potentially.
All right, thanks. Has nothing to do with you all.
No, no.
And keep in mind, it has to do with the easement width versus, in this case, the driveway, which is going to be, you know, not 24 feet. You know, yeah. It's just going to be where they stick the driveway within
right.
24
feet. It's a driveway, as Stevenson observed.
Other questions?
All right, so will you impact wetlands or flooding?
No, as part of the evaluation by Atlantic Resource Management, there was checking to make sure, check for wetlands.
Any natural or historic features?
No.
Water or, now we already discussed that. Issues, will this create any issues with traffic?
No.
Will have an impact on schools or property values, and I forgot what the rest of the things were.
That it would be complying with the requirements of 99-9C of the subdivision code?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, that's it.
Okay. Sir?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay.
I just want to clarify that they will be asking for a waiver from the forested landscape buffer and the street design standards.
Okay. Very good. Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, then. You take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-27, Lands of Harbor Homes, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision number 2019-27? Anyone on the commission have any additional questions?
Sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.